Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I hope everyone is having a good week so far, has an even better week to come, and hello, Jean.
Hello there, Vigna. I don't know. This is my first Wednesday in like 3 years, I think.
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Honest to heaven, well, it surely does.
I'm feeling ready for a night of cool poets and hot poetry.
Whoa. Well, we could go for hot poetry and cool poetry. Either way, it would work, I think. But it's good.
that should create some steam.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
So it looks like you have a great board of poetry for tonight.
We do. And just to give people a heads up, if we do have any carryovers, we'll have them on next week's show, which will be carryovers from a couple different contests and Open Central poetry. So prepare, stay focused on tonight's show, people, but be preparing in the back of your mind for next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All kinds of good stuff. So yeah, it looked like your contest was a big success for this week. I like it.
It was. Yes. You know, sometimes the simplest approaches just work. You know,
that's
I know
true.
I had messaged you the idea of using the poem The Kiss by Rabindranath Tagore. Or like as I think most people actually just refer to him as Tagore, just like how I did Rumi, they just refer to him as Rumi.
Right.
And I had said maybe I should put a bunch of different pictures of kids. And he said, well, why don't you just grab one? So I happened to come across the painting In Bed, The Kiss by Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, who most people know. And a pretty famous artist. And I thought, you know what? Those two prompts together.
Yeah. Well, we actually did Toulouse-Lautrec years back when one of the very first shows we did for Twisted Tuesdays.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, so it's funny that it would come back around again. But it's great.
The classic
and the
usually
title
is do.
It's great. You've been right in. Yes, absolutely.
You know, there's just some favorites that are worth returning to.
Absolutely, I agree. Absolutely agree. Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
Yep. Well,
so it hasn't even started to get warm yet, Bill. Honest. So it must be just...
Well, I know, 47 degrees today. February, not even, just about February in Wisconsin, just different animal than
wave.
I used to.
You are having a heat wave, girl.
We are.
You can do some sunbathing in this weather. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
Did I tell you the other day, I was coming home from running errands, and out of the bushes right next to my apartment building, a black squirrel jumped out right in front of me. Oh, good Lord. You know, squirrels are they're small animals, but anything that jumps out of you unexpectedly, you're like,
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
That was me in that moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, Gene, I'm trying to figure out how we can get the men to call in, and I'm trying to decide if I want to take the mistress who demands to be obeyed or maiden in distress approach.
Well, I'm not exactly sure how to advise you on that, but my
guess. Maybe the men who are listening in can offer up some advice.
Oh, my God.
Damsel
that could be
distress.
Scary. Oh, my God. It's the damsel in distress is what that is.
That's right. More like the damsel causing the stress.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, that's the other one. That's the other one with the lip. Yes, that's the damsel causing the stress. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
We got a big board in LNP. I see Passion's Promise. I see Rozzy. I see Bill Borden. And I know Zach said he'd be listening in. So
I got my eyes on everybody.
Yeah,
that's all right. Good folks.
Yep.
Good folks.
Oh,
lots of fun.
And
there's Puddle.
Puddle 33. Good to see her, too. Awesome.
Yep. So we're going to see how this goes. Cool. My voice is kind of deep, Pam. We might be able to get away without a guy. I don't know for sure, though.
because
I have this new voice going on. So could be scary.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, we got the
new person, Andy the Rhymer. I'll post the show link again in case maybe he didn't see it earlier and he might want to give a listen. Going to check out your poems out now. Respect from Scotland. Ah, very
hello,
cool.
Hello, Scotland.
Hello, Mr. Scotland. Andy the Rhymer.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, I guess whenever you're ready, I can post the first poem and we can,
Absolutely.
Well, sounds good to me. Well, let me try this again. I was just about to post the show link again.
Oh, that's me. I've been married 2, 3, 4 times. Life is good.
Yeah. And now, take two.
Yeah.
All right. So I figured since it was one of our prompts, I would go ahead and set up the poem, The Kiss by Rabindranath Tagore. And I'll go ahead and give this a read.
Works for me.
Lips language to lips ears, two drinking each other's heart. It seems two roving loves who have left home, pilgrims to the confluence of lips. Two waves rise by the law of love to break and die on two sets of lips. Two wild desires craving each other meet at last at the body's limits. Love's writing a song in dainty letters, layers of kiss calligraphy on lips, plucking flowers from two sets of lips, perhaps to thread them into a chain later, this sweet union of lips, the red marriage bed of a pair of smiles. End poem. And what do you think of that classic poem there, Jean?
I think it was a great choice for prompts, really. It was short. It was wonderful. I liked the imagery in it. Plucking flowers from two sets of lips, perhaps to thread them into a chain later. This sweet union of lips is the red marriage bed of a pair of smiles. I thought that was a sweet way to end this, you know. It was a great poem. And I'm sure Mr. Tagore was sitting there waiting to hear that from me. Nice job, sir. Nice job. Fine,
very
thing.
Well done, sir. Yeah,
absolutely.
I know.
Very well done. Love it.
I get it. I really do. I really get it because I feel the same way when I comment on a lot of the great classic poets. But, yeah, it definitely, you know, it wasn't too long, so it wasn't an overwhelming prompt, but it had enough for people to dig into. And I always find poems that are translated from other languages because, you know, Tagore was from India and English was not his first language, so a lot of his poetry, I don't know what language he actually wrote in, but one of the, you know, the main ones of India at that time, but was translated. And I often wonder, like, what gets lost in the translation. But it seems to me, even with that concept, there's still so much to like, really just absorb and love about this poem. And it is beautiful all the way through. But I have to say, layers of kiss calligraphy on lips is my absolute favorite poem.
Absolutely.
So, very cool.
Great
very line. Cool.
And Pam, before we go forward, I want to let you know we have a caller. We have Blue Leader 1 on the line.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Welcome aboard, Blue Leader 1.
Hello, Blue Leader. How's it going?
Hello, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, very happy to have you here. All right, so let's see here. Now, were you able to stay for a while?
I could, but I was hoping to recite my poem.
Sure, no problem. All right. And let's see here. Oh, and I see Miss Naomi on the board. Hopefully we'll be hearing from her soon. Very cool. All right. And I've gone ahead, Blue Leader, and I've put up your poem. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Fantastic. Okay. The title of the poem is Bodhisattva Junkie. Her name is Mystery. She makes my head spin like a satellite. Objects are then closer to my peers. My dear, you're near. Your touch is what I need. My delight flies so high, makes my senses tingle electrically. My organs react elastically. This lubricity is brightly greeted, fetid. Bump, rub, and spark. Rush of pleasure, tsunamis along my skin. And endless waves of burning fire. Oh, purr, purr, purr. Frankincense and myrrh. Kitty, kitty, here, sweet. Fishnet stockings, baby. And high heels. Sings pearls for an earl. Is it true? What is true? Don't ask me. All I know is going down is easy and it's free. Oh my. Lips open slightly and wet. You bet. Eyes glaze. Mouth goes slack. Eyelids flutter. Row. Look at her rock. Look at her go. Look at her kick. She's lost control. Mesmer. She flows into a river, wide and ready to receive. All is exaltation. Sex is magic. Sex is love. Sex is pure as anything can be. See, the light shines down. The spirit is free. We're free for a moment. This moment, we're free. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Blue Leader. I'm very glad that you were inspired. I do like your creativity with imagery. I really like when poetry makes me look things up and learn something, such as your title, Bodhisattva, the idea of a person who's able to reach nirvana, and your reference to Franz Mesmer, who came up with the theory of animal magnetism, or the idea of which was later changed, but it was the idea that all things have an attraction and towards each other. But I really like this one. It does speak very well on a sexual connection that is both physical and spiritual. And I really like sex is magic, sex is love, sex is pure as anything can be. See, the light shines down, the spirit is free, we're free for a moment. You really put in the idea together of what it's like when we allow our bodies to and our minds to be open to the possibility of physical and emotional pleasures. So wonderful write and very well done.
Yeah.
And Jean, your thoughts?
I say what Pam said. No, I'm only kidding. I thought it was a nicely penned take on the great imagery and very well expressed throughout. I love the beginning of this. You know, her name is Mystery. She makes my head spin like a satellite. Objects are then closer to my fears. My dear, you're near. Your touch is what I need. My delight flies so high. Makes my senses tingle electrically. My organs react elastically. This lubricity is brightly greeted, fetid. I thought it was well done. Nice piece. Nicely done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said there, Jean. And was there anything that you'd like to say about your poem?
No, I've been working on this for a while. I still think it needs a lot of work. It's not quite there yet, but it's coming along pretty nicely, I think.
Oh, there you go. As long as it feels like it's going in the right direction to you, that's all that matters. Very cool.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So I'll go ahead and put up the next poem, which is Swimming in Silky Seas of Love by Jenny the Deep. And go ahead, please, Jean, and give that a read for us.
Well, I will give this a whirl. Let's see if my voice will allow it. Okay. Swimming in silky seas of love by Jenny the Deep. Ineffable intense intimacy. Endorphins increased, intertwining insatiably. Secluded in serene sanctuary seas, it's me you are synchronized swimming. Holding on to me, arousing me intently, you make me euphorically float in ecstasy. Into my pool of juicy nectar, take a dive. Just for you awaits a sweet, silky surprise. My blossomed lotus clings to your growing vine as you strongly submerge yourself deep inside. Warm morning dew splashes our hips as glistening love rains from billowing lips. Dark desires rise under starlit skies so bright, controlling tides of passion in the moon's light. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Jean. And Blue Leader, are you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you think of this beautiful write by Jenny?
I like the last two stanzas. My blossom lotus clings to your growing vine as you strongly submerge yourself deep inside. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's not a style that I would write in, but she does it very well, I think.
You know what? I have to agree. Yeah, that does make for wonderful imagery and metaphor. So very cool comment. And Jean, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
It's just because I have this voice. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I thought this was nicely penned as well. Excuse me. And I much enjoyed her. Good heavens. I much enjoyed her use of alliteration throughout this piece. It was just really a nice piece, and it was sensual and well done. You know, it was very, very nice. I liked her imagery. Let me see. I don't know. I kind of liked the first stanza, but then I liked the third stanza. My blossomed lotus clings to your growing vine as you strongly submerge yourself deep inside. Warm morning dew splashes our hips as glistening love rains from billowing lips. Just nice work, Jenny, and thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I have to agree with the both of you that third stanza had particularly nice sensual imagery. Though I did also, too, like the alliteration in the first stanza with secluded in serene sanctuary seas, with me you are synchronized swimming. And then the holding on to me, arousing me intently, you make me euphorically float in ecstasy. I have to say that the first two lines of the second stanza, I think, work particularly well as like standalone lines. So very cool there. And I have to say to all those people hanging out on the LNP board, y'all really need to call in and join us. Goodness gracious. Stop hiding in the background.
My goodness. She's bossy tonight. Hi, Naomi. Welcome to the party.
Hello.
You hear Pam being bossy? She's being bossy tonight.
Yeah, she's being a bad. She's being badass Pam tonight. I'll boss along with you, Pam. Come on, guys, join in. The fun. I'm feeling all flirty tonight. Come flirt with me.
I'm going to the green room. I'm going to the green room. I can't do it. These girls are so nice. Oh my god.
Too funny. Oh, too funny. So, did you get a chance to read Jenny's poem, Naomi?
I heard Phil's comment. And, you know, I really liked me also on your comment, Pam, after. And, you know, I have to say I really liked that third stanza also, you know, especially with the morning, the warm morning dew splashes our hips. There's just something about that. as glistening love rains from bellowing lips. There's just something so sensual about that. And, of course, I like also, you know, into my pool of juicy nectar, take a dive. Just for you awaits a sweet, silky surprise. Yeah, I love surprises. And, yeah, well done, Jenny. Beautiful, beautiful, sensual, right?
Oh, I have to agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful comment. And let's see what we have next. All right. I put up Along the Wind by K.F. Hartley. And Naomi, would you go ahead and give that a read for us, please?
Yes. Yes, yes. How come? Is my computer frozen or is it buried?
I don't know. It might be your computer because I can see it.
Is it by K.F. Hartless, Sam?
Yes, that's the one.
Along the Rim? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Along the Rim. Cymbals crash, plates slip, an earthquake under the divan. Every time we kiss, seismic waves of pleasure, both frightening and immense, the strike of mighty trident displacing all we sense. With energy intense, our souls rupture into a vortex of bliss. We're left trembling from the poison splash between our lips, with like the thrashing of a mythical catfish, we tumble between sandy sheets, swirl into a fire ring, and wait for the tsunami formed from our pounding hips. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. And what a beautiful write by K.F. Hartless. I really like her use of imagery and metaphors and how she speaks on the idea of sensual pleasures being about exchanging energies. I really like, with energy intense, our soul rupture into a vortex of bliss, we're left trembling from the poison splash between our lips. I actually remember reading stories before, and I think it had to do with, like, the Japanese mythology or something, where there was a catfish that was some mystical being that was, like, looking for a husband or a wife, I vaguely remember it anyways. I kind of wish I'd done a little more research. Well, I will definitely be doing more research, you know, when I go to read the poem again later and, you know, after the show, because, you know, it's strange to me how, and, you know, but in a good way strange, how you can come across a phrase in a sensual poem that you'd never think to use yourself, but you go, that works. Like the thrashing of a mythical catfish who tumbled between sandy sheets. You know, a wonderful line and very well done. And, Jean, your thoughts?
No, I thought this was nicely written. Definitely. I'm reading it. When I got to the catfish, I kind of just went, wait a minute. Draw the line of the catfish. But it's all good. It's all good because it all fits together so nicely. I like the beginning of the cymbals crash, plates slip, an earthquake under the duvet every time we kiss. Seismic waves of pleasure, most frightening and immense. The strike of mighty trident displacing all we sense. I really like that, and I like the metaphor that, you know, that nature, you know, earthquake, you know, waves, all that. Like, it all fits together, because there's a lot of that really does go on. It's just wonderful imagery in that. Nicely said. So, great job.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're right. There is, you know, a consistency with the imagery she uses, going from seismic waves of pleasure to energy intense. Really, you know, has a great connection. So, very cool. And Blue Leader, your thoughts?
I really like the first two stanzas, especially the first stanza. cymbals crash, plates slip, an earthquake under the duvet every time we kiss. I thought that was very well done. But he kind of lost me after that. I didn't understand the poison and the catfish. But that could be me.
It was different. It was different. It is definitely the kind of metaphor and imagery that, you know, offers up food for thought, because there is different ways it can be taken. So, yeah, absolutely. Good comment. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, I didn't know Blue Leader was on with us, so nice to meet you. And, yeah, nice to have you on with us. And, hello.
Hello, Naomi. Nice to meet you.
Hello. And, yeah, well, I thought this was an awesome write. You know, I thought that, you know, it's true that, you know, the poison and the catfish, you know, are very creative, very unique, but I think they add, you know, something to the poem. They add, like, a kind of mysterious darkness to the poem, which is quite intriguing, I think. I just love the line, "We're left trembling from the poison splash between our lips." So as if, you know, that pull, that sensual pull there is so taking and so invading that it's almost a poison, and it, you know, it gets them together there, and they can't leave one another. You know, they're just stuck together there. So it's like poison splashing between their lips. And, you know, I just love the end of this. "We tumble between sandy sheets, swirl into a fire ring, and wait for the tsunami form from our pounding hips." Oh, that's just a... That's, you know, that's hot. So wonderful write by Kate, for sure. You're wonderfully written.
Oh, I have to agree. Absolutely. Great comment. Wonderful observation. All right. And up next, I have "Bedtime Kiss" by Yonder Is Gone. And Blue Leader, would you go ahead and give that a read for us, please?
Okay, let me find it real quick. I think I just saw it. Okay. "Bedtime Kiss." Beneath satin-drawn covers, two lovers explore. Silken violet fire draped night sings while their bodies roar. Passion pulsates at nightfall's heated kiss. Melted, clinging silhouettes writhe, unable to resist. Lauded couples ballet, two move in clutch time. Aloft, creamy-capped waves undulating towards sublime. Clasped in heaving bursts, thunderstorms of release. Spent, they collapse and land back, entangled in sheets. End poem.
Great read there, Blue Leader, and what a wonderful sensual light by Yonder Is Gone. And Naomi, your thoughts on this poem?
Right away. Well, I have to say, you know, that was an absolutely amazing read. Sorry. But right away, you know, the she got me at silken she, is it she? I don't know if it's a she or a he.
I thought it was a guy, but it's hard to tell.
The guy? Okay. Okay. Well, the poet. The poet got me at silken violet fire, draped night sings while their bodies roar. I just love that, bodies that roar. And, you know, then all the rest is just wow. It just, you know, tumbles all into place so effortlessly from the passion pulsates of nighttime heated kisses to the melting, clinging silhouettes to the, I just love also a loft, creamy cape to waves undulating towards sublime. You just see those waves just coming together, you know, just onto the, just clasping onto the shore there and going out the ebb and the you know, the flow and the ebb and just, you know, just going at it as the bodies are, you know, there's just something so hot and so passionate and so sensual about this whole rite. It's just beautifully well written. So bravo.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, and passionate is a great word to describe this rite. Yeah, can you believe it? Gene and I go and run this innocent contest about kissing, and the next thing you know, we are driving and undulating and rolling.
I know.
And, oh my goodness gracious!
I read all the rites before, you know, this afternoon, and I would send that to Jean in a text. I said, oh my gracious, you guys have such great rites tonight. It's like, it's just crazy.
Know, I am definitely very impressed with the tonight's lineup of poetry. And Gene, your talk.
Well, you know, I thought this was an excellent brevity, and I thought it was loaded with great imagery, and I had to chuckle because I could see this one at K.F. Harless putting their heads together, and this could be an extension of that almost, you know, with the... You know, I picked up these two couplets. Lauded couples ballet to move in clutch time. Aloft creamy capped waves undulating towards sublime. Clasped and heaving burst thunderstorms of release. Spent collapse and land back entangled in sheets. I thought that they were great, two great couplets there. Really nicely done, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Yonder is gone.
Absolutely. Good comment, Jean. And Little Leader, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I love the conciseness of it. I thought it packed a lot of power in every line. It was very well written. A lot of how should I say it? I thought it made a lot of sense, and it said a lot without overstating anything. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you knew what it was alluding to, but it didn't need to say it outright. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think Yonder is Gone has done a wonderful job with the metaphors and the allusion. And I love the sense of movement in this very powerful and passionate rite. And passion pulsates at nightfall's heated kiss, melted clinging silhouette, lie unable to resist. Lauded couple ballet, who move in clutch time, aloft creamy cap waves undulating towards sublime. Wonderful sensual lines and very well done. And all right. Up next, we have Playful Lips by Talia R. Seven. And it goes like this. You brush your lips against mine safely. Then I rubbed mine to yours. You did that for a while. Then you became demanding, drinking flavorful nectar from my cup. This proved to be exciting and intoxicating all at once. There was something special about your kiss. It got my undivided attention and spun my world around. Never had I ever craved a kiss before, but this left me wanting begging for more. I saw something in your eyes that said, don't stop, I need you. You opened up parts of me I never knew existed with just a simple kiss. It feels so sweet, I think I am in heat. What have you done that has me so blown? It's that lovely kiss. Give me more. Give it to me every day for the rest of the year, because it is one thing I really don't want to miss. End poem. And Naomi, your thoughts on Talia's poem?
Wow, this is a really neat, you know. When you have that kiss, you know, that kiss, that one, that makes you feel, yeah, that one kiss, you know, from that one person. And, you know, if there's love involved, you know, kissing is all that much more pleasurable. You know, if there's emotions involved, well, you know, often the kiss is just as much more passionate and much more feeling. And this seems the case in this poem. You know, she wants it. She craves the kiss. She wants more. It's as if the kiss is invading her, you know, filling her up. Almost as, you know, as a spiritual experience here. You know, when you meet that one person and you have that first kiss, and you don't want it to stop, well, you know, all these emotions are portrayed in this poem. And what a lovely write from Talia here. So beautifully well done.
Absolutely, yeah. I like that comment because I was thinking similar, is that it has this kind of, while it was, did have a sexiness to it, it also had a sense of innocence of someone who was experiencing their first really passionate kiss. So great observations. And Blue Leader, your thoughts?
I really love the title. I thought it was a great title. And I like the poem. I like the way that it's structured. It's very unpretentious, kind of straightforward, but yet it speaks very eloquently on that, like you were saying, that experience of that first kiss. It does have that innocence and that passion. I thought that was very well expressed. The ending, though, I thought, I'm not sure. But anyway, I liked it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And I like that you use the word unpretentious. And I think there are times when poetry benefits from that. You know, of course, I'm not a kind of time of patron, any kind of poetry. But, yeah, absolutely. And, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was another well-penned brevity. I have to keep repeating myself, I guess. And a great take on the prompt. And the lines I liked here, never had I ever craved a kiss before, but this left me wanting, begging for more. I saw something in your eyes that said, don't stop, I need you. You opened up parts of me I never knew existed, just a simple kiss. You know, and I thought that the emotions in this were well captured. And it was a nice job, so I much enjoyed this piece, and nice work, Talia, or 7. Nice job.
Absolutely, I have to agree. Yeah, I feel like the emotions that she put into the piece, especially with exciting and intoxicating all at once, there was something special about your kiss. It got my undivided attention and spun my world around. I like how she describes the emotional reaction that she has to the kiss. So wonderful write and very well done. And let's see what I have grabbed for Jean to read.
There you go.
We have Then You Kissed Me by Jessica C. Wheeler. And go ahead, Jean.
Okay. Wasting, let me down. Then You Kissed Me by Jessica C. Wheeler. Moments linger, making our silhouettes, suspended in the still of slowing time. Your hands have yet to feel me, though I've never felt so touched. tangled in the tension between our mouths, lips, and tongues, waiting to explore. Time surrenders, squeezing hours into fleeting moments. We move in on the cusp, like a storm yet to break, altering the air, now heavy and electric. Burning in our slow approach as your arms weave their way around me. You break time's tempo, shattering slow motion, gripping my simmering hips, pulling my body to yours. Our lower lips touch, tease. You inhale every breath, my every breath, and you kiss me, fast and fierce. End poem.
Great read there, Jean, and what a beautiful write by Jessica Wheeler. And Blue Leader, your thoughts?
I'm still absorbing this one. Can you come back to me?
Sure, absolutely. I really like the narrative of this poem and how she takes us into, I would say, such a simple moment of exchange of pleasures between two lovers. And I like the idea of waiting for that, the tension that builds up as you're waiting for the exploration to begin. And so while this is beautiful all the way through, I just feel like tangled in the tension between our mouths, lips, and tongues, waiting to explore, time surrenders, squeezing hours into fleeting moments. Beautiful lines and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is amazing. Like you said, Pam, the way she plays with time there, you know when you're just... when you're just floating there, and it's as if time has disappeared completely. You know, you're just suspended on the brink of another falling into another galaxy, almost another time zone, completely. When you just experience that with someone, this is so, so well written, oh my gracious, by Jessica C. Wheeler. Well, of course, she's such a talented writer. But, you know, your hands have yet to feel me, though I've never felt so touched. You know, just those few words say so much, you feel the hands on you, even if they're not touching you yet. And that is just so how much, the desire is there and the heat is there. And then, she ends with those words, and you kiss me fast and fierce. And, just with those two words, fast and fierce, you know what kind of kiss it is and where it's leading. She doesn't have to add anything more. You know where this is going. And that is, just a very, very talented way to end that poem. It shows all her talent there. Very, very passionate, very sensual piece, excellently well written.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, and fast and fierce. Like, you have to know when and how to end a poem. And Jessica definitely does know that, especially in this light. You're right about that, Naomi. So great comment. And Blue Leader, are you ready to comment on this poem?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your patience. So I like the title. I like the short lines. I like the way the poem is structured. I feel that there could be greatness in this poem. I mean, unfortunately for me, it misses something at almost every stanza. I mean, it's good. It's just, but it could be so much better. I think with a little work, this could be really excellent. And I don't agree about the use of time in this poem. I mean, it's interesting, but I think it missed an opportunity somehow. I can't give any exact recommendations, but, I mean, it's got great potential, I think.
And ladies, with that,
thank you so much for your patience tonight with me, and I got to go, and have a great night.
You too.
You too.
Take care.
Good night, Blue Leader.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I was very glad that Jessica was inspired, along with many of the other poets, in this contest. She really just has a great way of, making something so very personal and drawing you in. And Jean, you did a wonderful read of this. Your thoughts?
Thank you. I really like this piece very much. And I think, and I could be wrong, and if Blue Leader hadn't left, I would have, spoken on it with him. I think sometimes when we read something that's sensual, some of us look for something a little bit more in-depth, I guess, is one way to put it. I think that some of us will look for something that's kind of written in black and white, you know what I mean? Like you get a little deeper in. I think this was beautifully done. Tangled in the tension between mouths, lips and tongues, waiting to explore. That's a wonderful stanza there, because it is. It's like this process in your mind, and I think it's wonderful. Time surrenders, squeezing hours into fleeting moments, because it does seem to be over before it starts sometimes. In your mind, it's like, no, I don't want this kiss to end. Like let's keep it going. You move in on the cusp, like a storm yet to break, altering the air, now heavy and electric, burning in our slow approach as your arms weave their way around me. It's a very, it's a slow-moving process here in this poem. And I think that's what makes it beautiful, because it's just not a jump in and start writing wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I don't want to be a smart guy when I say that, but
You took the words right out of my mind. That's exactly what I was thinking while you were commenting. It is not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
No.
And that is what makes it beautiful.
And we're not, it's not about just all that, it's not about that kind of imagery. This is in your mind. And I think that she did a beautiful job, and I really enjoyed it very much. Wonderful work, Jessica, and thank you so much, as always, for sharing with us. Great job.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Well, now that we lost our only male voice, we're all going to have to get our deep voices out, or somebody's going to have to call in. So I guess we'll see what happens.
I'll just drop down another octave. It'll be okay.
My God. All right.
Let's cheer with our pom-poms up. B-I-L-L-L.
Oh, my God. Don't y'all be cheering up on Bill. He's been away a while. Be nice to him. He was there today being the VJ. I'm happy with that. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. And anyway, I put in too many L's there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Silly Naomi, calm down.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny. Well, our next poem actually has a sound file. It's A Simple Kiss by Candy Corn.
Okay. Well, here we go.
A Simple Kiss by Candy Corn. A whispered word, a breathy sigh, a brush of skin, a touch so sweet beneath the sheet, a slight caress, a twist of hair, a lust-filled stare, a glide so soft of hands and feet, a groan of passion, a pain so sweet, a fevered stroke, a memory so sweet and dear. A clap of flesh, a bite of teeth, a scratch of nail. A desire seen so brightly clear. A man in love, a woman's hope, a pleasured moan. A grand love so close to heart. A prideful moment, a bliss achieved, a dance of skin. A simple kiss for it all to start. End poem.
Wonderful read and write, Candy Corn. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Jean, your thoughts on this write.
I think she said be right back, Pam.
Oh, she did. Okay. I must have missed that. Oh, she did. Yep, you're right. Okay, Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, my gracious. What a beautiful SoundCloud, eh? Her voice as she read, wow. So she made it so delicate, you know, so elegant. A whispered word, a breathy sigh, a brush of skin, a touch so sweet beneath the sheet. I just love it. And then she brings in a scratch of nail, a pleasured moan, a dance of skin. You know, she brings in all the romantic, all the love, but also all the fever and all the passion and all the sensuality mixed in. And then to end it all with a simple kiss for it all to start. What a beautiful finish. And yeah, I really, really love this so, so much. Beautifully, beautifully written.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. Yeah, she really did quite a passionate read for this. I'm glad you started making SoundCloud. And I do like how it all leads up to that ending with a simple kiss for it all to start. It really shows the power and the magic within a kiss. And besides the ending, there are really great lines all the way through. But I do particularly like a touch so sweet beneath the sheet, a slight caress, a twist of hair, a lust-filled stare. Wonderful lines. The really great build-up of intensity and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts.
Well, you didn't get my clue. Candy Corn is on the line as we speak. Hi, Candy Corn. How are you tonight?
Hey, hello.
What a beautiful recording that was.
Hello. How are you tonight? I'm here. I didn't think I was
so
going to make
wonderful.
It. I just cloud.
So wonderful to have you join us. Very cool. Yes. Was there anything that you wanted to say about this thing?
I took a lot of inspiration from the picture itself, because it reminded me of like every romance novel you ever see. It all starts with kiss, and that's what that picture reminded me of.
I like that. Very cool. Yeah, I thought that painting really spoke volumes. Like it's sensual, but not in a way that's vulgar. It's like you're just looking in on this like beautiful, intimate moment between two people. So I'm glad you got inspiration from that.
So it is my turn. I didn't quit.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
She's getting a little.
Yep, it is your turn. Go for it.
Candy Corn, I heard half of the audio as I had to step away. But I got to tell you, I thought it was a beautiful audio, well-spoken, well-written. I really like the imagery in this piece very much. I thought the rhyme and meter was good. I swear I heard, saw rhyme and meter somewhere. I'm like, wait, where was that? But maybe it was just in my head. I don't know. I thought it flowed beautifully. And a wonderful piece. And a really great take on the prompt. So excellent job. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool. Great comment there, Jean. All right. Let's see what we have next. All right. Oh, and one of our LNP members, Barb, says, nice rice candy corn. I took notes. My husband says, thank you.
I love it.
Oh, that's great. All right, and up next we have Electricity by Thomas B. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. Electricity. There is a moment when fingers speak before an unbuttoning of hope, the touch. It may be only a brush, a sudden sense of electricity transmitted, an understanding conveyed how the fingers trace designs upon the back of a hand, the way a hand glides along a cheek, the sudden weakness, a caress, a thousand words, all the promises ever kept suddenly spoken by the way two hands clasp, the sudden indrawn breath, a test. All answers met as hands spiral around each other, a private fireworks display, nothing to say as hands find all that needs be said. Poem.
Great read, Naomi, and what a beautiful write by Thomas B. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was a beautiful piece by Thomas. Great imagery, and well-expressed emotions and thoughts in here. I picked it up I'm not going to read the whole thing because I have to save a little voice for later. But I picked it up, an understanding conveyed how the fingers trace designs upon the back of a hand, the way a hand glides along a cheek, the sudden weakness, a caress, a thousand words, all the promises ever kept, suddenly spoken by the way two hands clasp. And I love that all the way down to the very end. I think that he did a fabulous job with this. As I say, you know, I thought it was great imagery. It was touching to me. So great job, Thomas, and thank you for sharing. It's always a pleasure to read your work.
It is. It really is. I have to agree. It is not going to be an easy contest to judge. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful comment, Jean. And Candy, your thoughts on Thomas's poem?
I have to say, I like the last set of lines. All answers met as hands spiral around each other. A private fireworks display. Nothing to say as hands find all that needs to be said. I don't know, something about it just, like, reminds me so much of, like, when you're in that moment and it's just, no words need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, everything is perfect. That's, it hit a note with me on that one. I like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, my grace, I like everything about this poem, you know, starting with the title itself, Electricity. You know, right that first line, there is a moment when fingers speak, you know, and it's so true, you know, when the hands together, and, you know, he says that, a private fireworks display, nothing to say. You know, when you're with that other person and there's this intimacy you feel, and, you know, you just want to just touch that, even if it's just holding hands, you know, just the touch, the feel of the other person, it just makes you just sparks like inside of you, feelings to through you, just like you said, electricity and fireworks. And you know, nothing does need to be said, you know, you're just comfortable one with the other, and you know, there's just all this feeling of a desire throughout this poem, and deep intimacy that we feel. So bravo, Thomas, what a beautiful write.
Oh, absolutely, yes, a wonderful comment. Yeah, I really like how this spoke on intimacy and communication that happens through touch, without a need to talk, but just knowing and reaching out towards each other. It's beautifully written all the way through, but I have to say that one stanza that starts with an understanding conveyed, how the fingers trace designs upon the back of a hand, you know, a caress, a thousand words, all the promises ever kept suddenly spoken by the way two hands clasp. That is such an absolutely beautiful line and very well done. My goodness. And I'm sorry, Jean, did I get your thoughts on this poem?
I think you did. But okay. I like Bill Gordon's comment in the room. He said, a fitting title to a poem is this. It felt so smooth and unforced that the romance of the poem really shined through. Such a wonderful opening line that sets the pace for the rest of the poem. Great read and write. So I just wanted to share that because I thought that was a great comment on the piece. I loved it because I agree with Bill 100%, but it's so nice to hear such wonderful thoughts from a man's perspective. Because so many times as women trying to be a little bit mushy, or, you know, it comes off a little mushy, or a girl thing. But when you hear a man that writes with such thoughts, and as Naomi used the word intimacy, it's a beautiful thing, and it really is to me. And so excellent job again, Thomas, and thanks for sharing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's coming up again. I had to do it again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to visit. I'm glad you shared Bill's comment because, you know, a lot of times I have to say poets are very sexy men. You know, especially when they share their thoughts, you know, and the way Bill does, and I appreciate that. You know, I'm on the board in Late Night Poets, and just very awesome, and hopefully someday he'll feel ready to call in and join us.
You leave Bill alone.
You know?
You leave Bill alone.
I'm just saying, someday. I'm not saying it has to be today.
He has called in the past.
We can start him out with somebody nice, like Naomi or Lou, and then he can join me and you. You know?
Oh, my God. No, mom.
I think I scared him away.
The two of you on a Wednesday night are scary. The two of you. I'm just feeling like a supervisor. I feel like I'm the overseer.
You're the lady waiting with that coal truck, ready to back it up.
Oh my god! Don't you let them bully you, Bill.
Let's see what we have next. We have How It All Began by CRL 17, and Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. How It All Began. I want to wake up in the morning and feel that light in your eyes with a smile that matches mine, thinking about last night. just one kiss will take me back to those feelings of your fingers grazing across my skin, wandering over every inch of me. It was the perfect evening. I never wanted it to end. Each kiss a spark that kept the fire burning, lips that held a conversation with my passionate soul, bodies wound together like ribbons on a gift, a night filled with fantasies and ecstasies, and it all started with just one kiss and poem.
Great read, Jenny. Not Jenny, sorry. I was looking at Jenny's name.
Sorry about that.
I was the only one.
Great read, Naomi. Another poem that reminds us that it all starts with the kiss. I like it. Very cool. And
yep.
And Candy, your thoughts.
It speaks of a memory of something that they miss, and I like the word like that. It tells a story that you don't read a lot in people's poetry. From what I've seen it around my area, it's refreshing to see somebody. And I love the way the end and it all starts. I like that.
I have to agree. That is really nice. Wonderful comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I have to say I love this. I thought it was a great brevity. Wonderful brevity written to the prompt. I really enjoyed it. I thought there was great imagery in there, and I loved that reminiscing quality from the night before. And I grabbed up that last, the last three lines. Each kiss a spark that kept the fire burning. Lips that held a conversation with my passionate soul. Bodies wound together like ribbons on a gift. A night filled with fantasies and ecstasies. And it all started with just one kiss. Yep, I love it. So great job, Chuck, and thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I love that we're seeing Chuck write more and more for these contests of ours. And, wow, I really, you know, appreciate his writes. And, you know, this is has such an authentic feeling to it. You know, just that just those feelings of waking up next to the person that you love in the morning and seeing their smile and remembering, you know, everything, you know, the night before, how you felt as they're, you know, they were next to you, their body next to you, how their fingers felt on your skin, how their kisses felt, how their lips felt, you know, just so something so authentic about the whole rite that I really, really, really enjoyed. So well done, Chuck, and I hope to read a lot more in the future from you. This is just beautiful.
And I just want to say I totally agree with you, Naomi, I really do. That was well put, you know, that intimacy and that wonderful, it's just a wonderful feeling about this. It's so real, authentic. So anyway, I'm shutting up again. Save my voice.
No, I like that. I like that, both of you. Thank you. Very great. A great comment. I really liked it, and I have been glad to see Chuck writing for our artist seduction contest. This write in particular reminds us that Chuck seems to have a very romantic soul. And I like the opening lines to this. I want to wake up in the morning and see that light in your eyes, the smile that matches mine. You know, the idea of having that deep connection, of looking into each other's eyes, of smiling at each other, and knowing that in that moment is that blissful happiness. And wonderful lines all the way through, really a beautiful, sensual brevity. But I also really like lips that held a conversation with my passionate soul, bodies wound together like ribbons on a gift. Wonderful lines, imagery and metaphors, and just very well done.
Yeah.
And let's see what we have next. We have Is a Kiss Still a Kiss by Eric Svensson, and it goes like this. Ad lib on satin-tipped lips, index finger traces heated heart's desire, two pilgrims on roads less traveled, horseshoe heart magnet space lock, law of attraction binds two standing ways, convex urges shape concave desires, memento mori momentum compacts the urge. Two human vessels have their fill at love's well. Supernova flash as two dichotomies become one trichotomy. Stardust sprinkles, jewel dewdrops of perspiration. Artichoke hearts savored for sustenance. Purple punk rock stamens of modernity. Bee adroit bridegroom gathers pollen. Squashed red rose petals adorn love's consummation crucible and poem. And that was inspired by the poem The Kiss by Tagore. And, you know, I absolutely thought this was wonderful. And it is an honor to read Eric. However, I do have to say I really would have loved to have him have made a SoundCloud of this, because it would have been just great in his voice. Jean, your thoughts?
I knew you were coming to me first, and I was trying to figure out where to start. I see here at the end it says, after the kiss. So he took it from that ending line of that poem, I would assume, and created his own thoughts. And I think he did a wonderful job with that. I had lip on satin-tipped lips, index finger traces heated heart's desire. Two pilgrims on roads less traveled. Horseshoe heart, magnet, space lock. Law of attraction binds two standing waves. Convex urges shape concave desires. Momentum mori momentum compacts the urge. Two human vessels have their fill at love's well. Supernova flashes, two dichotomies become one trichotomy. I just think that he did a fabulous job with this. And I really could have read the last stanza, too. But we're not going to go there, because I would copy it all and paste it, and then Naomi would get the giggles, because I've done that. But I think it was a fabulous job by Eric. So, yeah, and a great take on that part. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I think this is a wonderful take on that, you know, the poem, the prompt. You know, he took that and he rewrote it Eric Svensson style. And, you know, just beautifully. And, you know, with all his words, you know, the master of words that he is, you know, there's some of these words, I can't lie, there's some of them that I don't understand. When you come to dichotomies and trichotomies, is that like math? Because I took that trigonometry in French.
I'm thinking of trigomony.
I took all those math lessons in school, but I was wondering, because in French, you know, I was saying the word in French, but yeah, I guess it's not. But I can't, you know, lie. I don't know what those words mean, and I should have looked them up when I read this poem earlier today. but I didn't finish my homework, so you guys can whip me. I really loved, you know, the stardust sprinkled jeweled dew drops of perspiration. There's something about that line that's just so beautiful, and the alliteration, like, I mean, you can't, you know, read Eric Spencer and not mention his alliteration, because it's just, you know, just beautiful. And there's little punches of color that I love throughout this poem, like the purple punk rock stamens of modernity. And be adroit, bridegroom gathers pollen. You know, the allusion to the bee there. What do you say in English that you, when you talk about the is it the flowers and the bees?
The birds,
birds and the bees.
And the flowers
okay,
and the
trees. I had half of it. I had half of it, right? Well, that English expression there, you know. So, you know, he kind of references to that with the bee here. So you know what he's talking about, you know. But this is just beautiful all the way through, and so well put together and constructed. So great write by Eric Svensson.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like that. Very cool comment, Naomi. Yeah, so dichotomy is a division or contrast between two things that are or are represented as being opposed or entirely different. And trichotomy is a division into three categories. So I think we have the idea of opposites attract, and I don't know, having a threesome or something. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, cool. Go for you. Naughty, naughty, Eric.
Oh, man. I tell you, though, when I come across words like that and I'm reading a poem and my tongue's getting all swollen, it's in that moment that I wish I had either Eric or Rex on the show reading the poem.
Yeah.
It's a tough
crowd
around here.
Oh, Robbie just joined the mix. I phone in, Robbie. Join in the fun.
You, Robbie.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, that would be great to have him call in. He could be our mail
boy. Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah, absolutely. Candy, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. And your thoughts?
I just like the way that he took science and gave it passion. I was not expecting that. A lot of those words are words that we use in science, and I like the way that he turned each one into a just love affair between the two, and it was very well worded, very eloquently worded. And I like the very end line, squashed red rose petals adorn love's consummation crucible. A crucible is a journey, so it's amazing the way he worded that. And I'm absolutely in love with this poem.
Oh, yeah, I get that. I would highly recommend, if you haven't, to check out more of Eric's writing. I think you'll enjoy it very much.
Definitely.
And you are right. There is this great combination of sensuality, spiritualism, and science that combines well in this poem. This really is intelligent sensuality. And I like how it speaks on the idea of attraction that is both physical and emotional. And I do like this all the way through, but especially memento mori, momentum, compact the urge, two human vessels have their fill at love's well. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what we have next. So
Candy, if I sent you a poem by a private message on All Poetry, I'm hoping you'll give it a read for us, please. And
I actually have a page open
send it
on the
you
other
now.
Side.
Nice.
And
nice.
And it is Kisses Kill, Kisses Bleed by Lakota Brody. And if you can, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
I am trying to open it. I have this split screened on my phone, so.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
I can't do a single screen on my phone, so you're way ahead of me.
Kisses kill, kisses bleed. A raven's kiss, raven of my fantasies, the switchblade sensuality, the supernatural stealth seeks heat. Silence echoes, silence reeks. Decadence prevails and demons can't compete. Loving you put me in way too deep. I was your grip on what you couldn't hold. Living pulsates, happiness infiltrates. Magical fusion, illustrious, sensuous illusion. The unimagined reality with belladonna essence was extraordinary, marvelous, unsatisfying, flesh on flesh. Mysterious effects have brought our souls together. Unimagined, practical situations, enigmatic. Thaumaturgic. The caliber of intenseness cannot be chance, not happenstance. Stealth, dark bird, danger, desperate desire, delicious need. The keeper of kaleidoscope kisses, the dream keeper. Debauchery dances as decadence descends. He is my raven, and his talons of tenderness tease me. Hellacious, tenacious, insatious, shadowed eyes, pirate pet. Catch the darkness before the daylight falls. My raven's passionate kiss with his dark imposing beauty. The raven, my raven, with the bloodroot kiss. He is my forevermore. End poem.
Wonderful read there. Thank you very much. Man, I really like the dark sensuality of the poem. I wanted to send it to our friend Robert M. because I know this is a poem he really appreciates. He never comes on to All Poetry, so. But that's okay. Well, but I did think about sending it to him because he was the first person I thought about. But, yeah, I love the dark sensuality in this, how it's not overly done, but it works really well. And her references to Poe's The Raven and the idea that the raven is this visiting lover, and the idea of the intensity, the mysterious intensity shared between the two of them. I really like this all the way through, but especially seemingly supernatural mysterious effects have brought our souls together, unimagined tactile sensations, the caliber of intenseness not be chance, not happenstance, stealth, dark bird, danger, desperate desire, delicious need. Wonderful use of alliteration and just a beautiful buildup of intensity. And, you know, if you're going to reference Poe's The Raven, I think to end on the word forevermore just is so spot on. He is my forevermore. That idea of that connection that is so mystical that it stretches throughout eons. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like this, you know, this dark sensual, right? And like you said, this, you know, the reference to Edgar Allan Poe and the raven. And, you know, I really like the stanza, the keeper of kaleidoscopic kaleidoscope kisses, the dream keeper, debauchery dances as decadence descends. I love the D there, the D sound, the alliteration there in that line. He is my raven and his talons of tenderness tease me, hellacious, tenacious, insatuous, shadowed eyes, pirate's pet, catch the darkness before the daylight falls. You know, I like that put in there, pirate's pet. You know, it's like a darkness, but it has this modern flair to the whole piece that I really like. You know, she plays, it has a playfulness to it, and really, really unique and creative. So, and I really love the flow of the whole piece, too. So wonderfully well done.
Absolutely. Great comments. And Jean, your thoughts?
Wait a minute, I'm defending myself in the room. Nice try. I thought this was a wonderfully dark write, a great take on the prompt of the kiss, you know. I love the Poe references throughout, and well-written and much enjoyed each stanza. And I grabbed one stanza just for the sake of grabbing one stanza, because I could have grabbed more than one. It was the answer to all your questions, the now of your never. I was your grip on what you couldn't hold. Living pulsates, happiness infiltrates. Magical fusion, illustrious sensual illusion. The unimagined reality of belladonna essence, with belladonna essence. I thought it was extraordinary, yeah, the last line. It was extraordinary, marvelous, unfathomable, flesh on flesh. I just thought that was a great stanza. Among all the rest of the good stanzas, I really liked each one, but I kind of liked what that one said. So, well done, and thank you so much for sharing with us, Lakota Brody. Great job. Really liked it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to agree. A wonderful comment. And, Candy, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
I can honestly say there were some words in there that I struggled with because they're not words that I use on a daily basis. I would love to sit down with this poet and tangle with words because I've learned words. I'm going to have to go look at a dictionary tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
I get it.
See, I struggled with some of those, and I mean, I went to school for, and I'm an English tutor, and some of these words I struggled with.
We get that opportunity to learn and grow as poets. You know, so very cool. Yeah, great comment. And both a bird and a bee have told me that we have one of our fine men on hold, so if he's still there and hasn't been scared away, shall we go ahead and bring him on?
Yeah, man.
Ladies, just so you know, I brought Robbie on board. So, hi, Robbie. How are you tonight?
Hi, Robbie.
Oh, not too bad.
Hi, Robbie.
I would say
glad
I came in for some trigonometry.
Us.
Sorry. I would say I came in for some trigonometry, but there's more than three people, so maybe it's quadratics that I came in for.
Yeah, quadratics.
Oh, my God.
I think, to be honest, I'm pretty sure that if you're going on a technical level, once you get more than three, it's just an orgy, you know? We're getting a cold tonight.
That's a rough place to be. Yeah. Hang 1 second on the pants. Zach, are you going to call in or are you not calling in? Sorry, I'm just checking before we do this.
Oh, is Zach going to call in? I know he's going to
call in. I don't know.
He's going to out.
I don't know. Did you want to call in Zach or not? Yes or no is fine. Just asking because I don't want to have anybody read this if you're going to call.
go for it. Okay.
Oh,
all right. So I have put up Lush by Zach, otherwise known as Homo Neurotica. Robbie, since you're our newly appointed male voice, go ahead and give that a read for us.
Okay. So here we go. Lush. Nape, throat, sake, pale, ripened in heated vein, more cream than red on crawling PA earth. I see your vine tips creeping in my pain, your thickening trellis, a red hot-blooded twist, your embers stoke fogging my window, cooled, hushed inside, heating your furnace, those soft lights glow, don't burn out on me, clinging crimson condenses the mist. I only said how lovely your sunset looked in the moonlight. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Robbie, and what a beautiful...
This is his mother's favorite poem.
I just saw that
in the author's notes there. Yeah.
Oh, yes, my first real poem and my mother's favorite. And that's nice that you can say it sensitively. I try to read my sensual poetry to my kids, and like my all kids and my older teenager, and they're all like, no, Mom, no.
Mom doesn't write stuff like that. It's always a peril of when you're a parent and you're writing, and your kids come across, Mom writes that kind of poetry. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
But Mom's a human being too, son. Sorry. Yeah.
Right. I get it. But great read, and what a wonderful write from Zach. I'm really glad he shared it with us tonight. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Yeah, what a beautiful write on, he really captured the blush. And, when somebody blushes for you, it's a sign that they're into you and that they love you, But, the way he just starts it, at the nape, the throat, and then, the ripened in the heated vein, you just feel the heat go into your veins there, up into your head, as you're blushing. And, and the way he says it, you're thinking it, thickening trellis, a red hot blooded twist, your ember stoke fogging my window. I like that, fogging my window, cooled hushed inside, heating your furnace. And he says, don't burn out on me, clinging crimson condensed to mist. And all this because he only said how lovely your sunset looked in the moonlight. So, very unique and creative, right? And I really liked it. Bravo, Zach. Well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Candy, your thoughts?
I'm going to have to pass on commenting. My audio cut out there for a minute. I was struggling to get it back.
Oh, sure. No problem. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I have to say, this is a nice write, Zach. Great brevity, enjoyable imagery, and I must say, I really loved your last two lines of this poem very much. And it's so funny because I'm listening to Naomi, and as ironic as it is, she started exactly where I started on my quote, and I ended in the very last two lines. But I thought they were beautiful. I only said how lovely your sunset looked in the moonlight. I thought that was beautiful. So great job with this piece. And I can see why your mom likes it. By the way, my kids like my poetry. My daughter does. My son doesn't. My daughter says, oh, yeah, Mom, yeah. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Trouble me.
That is very cool. I will say my oldest child likes some of my poetry, but she tends to like the stuff that's more like Bukowski, those kind of writing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty lucky. My daughter likes a lot of the stuff I've written, so it makes me smile.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That is nice.
apples don't fall
yeah,
far from
I
the
really like great comments, everyone. Oh, and I'm sorry, Robbie, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, it was a very effective ending. It really is like a kind of a dualistic ending that really drove the emotions home. And I like the image of fogging my window, and with the trellis and everything, it reminded me of vines and that. And it, in a tiny, small way, it reminded me of Virginia Creeper. It doesn't totally match because Virginia Creeper's properties don't really quite match with the feel of this poem, because Virginia Creeper is so pervasive in that. But just it reminded me of a little bit of that because Virginia Creeper is like such a generative plant, and it talks here about the thickening trellis and the red hot blooded twist. So like there's that vitality there. Like Virginia Creeper is like, again, it's like more pervasive than what is said in the poem, but there's a kind of a match there in terms of vitality. And yeah, there's little bits of dualism that are in here that really carry the narrative along.
I like that. And yeah, it does kind of, I like how you mentioned that it speaks on the vibrancy. But wonderful comment. Yeah, I really like this brevity all the way through. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. And I have to agree with the ladies that that ending lines just really wonderful. I mean, that could be a contest prompt. And besides that, I also really like a red hot blooded twist. Your ember stoke fogging my window. Cool hush inside. Wonderful line. The way it speaks on of that buildup of passion. Beautifully written and very well done. And let's see what we have next. All right, here we go. Gonna grab the next one. And we have A Kiss in Bed by Ruby 2446. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. A Kiss in Bed. Moonlight on satin sheets, stardust breath of night whisper. Unspoken desires, languid bodies lay as another star exploded. As fingers find her glistening lips, tracing and teasing, she pouts and he presses, fingering her perfect Cupid's bow. But she wants more. She holds his wrist, bringing her lips to meet his, the taste of brandy warming, tingling on her champagne, sweet flesh. The kiss lingers, exchanging whispered sexy sighs, bodies melding, lips only disengaging to whisper something naughty, raunchy, tongues exploring warmth, deep swirls and thrusts as lips welcome the other's pulsating, plundering invasion, rhythms set, jazzy beats in the background, a sultry backdrop, satin slipped of shoulders, lips kiss seductive pathways, skin flames and blush as kiss inflamed passion cause tingles, quivers, trembles, amazing. What a little kiss can start. Kisses in bed. Ooh la la. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. And such a beautiful write, as always, by Ruby. Candy, your thoughts?
It has so much imagination in it. It brings it to the forefront of your mind. It's very visual, and it's almost like as she was reading it, you can see what's happening in front of people. I love that about it. I think my favorite part was the end there. Satin slipped of shoulder that kissed seductive pathways. It's almost like you read out of a book and can picture everything that's happening right there. I love that part.
Absolutely, yeah. I have to agree. It's like you feel like you're just drawn in and almost like a voyeur in a very intimate moment. Great comment. And Robbie, your thoughts?
Well, I like that there's a lot of physicality here, but the physicality is what you would expect to hear or what is most expected in a poem about a couple in bed. Like, well, I guess you could go two ways with it. Like, you could have, like, the really more, like, the more vigorous approach to it. Like, this is, like, there's still physicality in it, but it's more, like, the gentle physicality. And to me, like, that works very well with the poem, like with that title. Like it talks about, you know, lip tracing and moving, exchanged whispers, sexy sighs, that sort of thing. So that all works really well. And I love the Naomi, the way you said flash Naomi. You know, usually how that was just delightful. Flash. Yeah, so the last thing I noticed here, rhythm set, jazzy beats. And the thing I thought of right away, especially because I was playing jazz harmonica today, I got new harmonica today and playing some jazz stuff on it. Jazz is known for improvisation. And so I just thought right away of kind of a setup there of images of, you know, like a jazzy beat to the lovemaking, and you know the couple like improving, you know, on lovemaking in the lovemaking. So I thought of that as well.
Absolutely, and you're right. You know, there is such a beautiful sense of musicality and movement that goes throughout this piece. So great comment there. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, that was an awesome comment, Robbie. And, you know, it's true about the musicality, and I think she achieves that so wonderfully by, you know, having these short phrase lines and then having these little words throughout. It's like a dum 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 dum. You know, it's like you're on this, like this great joining in this great orchestra, you know, that's playing this dance of sensuality. You know, you see that when you have, like, you know, the bodies melding, lips only engaging to whisper something naughty, raunchy, and then tongues exploring warmth, deep swirls, and thrust. And then you have it again when it, she says, tingles, quivers, trembles. So you have that beat that she keeps up with her amazing, amazing flow. And that's one of the things that Ruby really accomplishes in her writing that makes it so, so divinely exquisite, her writing, and very, very sensual. So bravo, Ruby. Once again, you blew it out of the park, and this is a fabulous sensual write.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Wonderful comment. Yeah, I really enjoy and appreciate her writing and the way she writes this sensual story. And, you know, one of the main characters is this woman who seems to very much know what she wants. You know, she pouts and he presses finger in her perfect Cupid's bow, but she wants more. And, you know, like was mentioned before, you know, the musical references, the sense of movement. It's almost like you're witnessing this dance between two lovers. I also really like exchanging whispered sexy sighs, bodies melding, lips only disengaging to whisper something naughty, raunchy. Oh, man. I mean, I have to say those are just particularly hot lines to me. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And let's see what we have next. Okay, our next write is one that also has a SoundCloud, and it is Fields of Love by Shelley A. B. So whenever you're ready, Jean.
Okay, here we go.
Field of Love. My love, come meet me in the field where the young grass meets the river. We will use pebbled bank to shield caresses that make us shiver. Under the sultry moon's pale glow, bring your soft lips to meet my kiss. Deeply, passionately, and slow, losing ourselves in love's abyss. Effortlessly carry me to the mighty oak we carved our names. A heart circling me and you, symbolizing the love it frames. To lay with me, bodies entwined, beside daisies and baby's breath. Embraced, we perfectly aligned, a love that lasts after our death. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there. Thank you very much, Shelley, for the SoundCloud. It's very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Can you come back to me, Phil? I was,
sure,
I was
no problem. No problem.
Sorry, Pam, I mean, sorry.
No problem at all. And Robbie, your thoughts?
So recite was this poem has everyone discombobulated. The recite of this was especially impassioned, and like it says, fields of love, and it really feels to me like that sort of yearning tone that you would expect from a poem like that has that title and that idea of where you're reaching out to a lover, across the field, across the way, and you have that kind of spatial thing here going, like losing ourselves in love's abyss, and you also have like the coming together and wanting to get together, like effortlessly carry me on, the little bits of nature here, like the mighty oak we carved our names. And so overall I guess you could say impassioned maybe is the best word. A very impassioned imagining of the two lovers coming together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, those are great observations there. And this is actually from an older contest, but it was one of those writes that's worth hearing again. And the prompts for that contest had been The Passionate Shepherd to His Love by Christopher Marlowe and The Nymph's Reply to the Shepherd by Sir Walter Raleigh. And I really felt like she did a great job of capturing the energy of both those classic poems. Such a beautiful and thoughtful write on love that lasts beyond death and the slow, warm embrace. And Candy, your thoughts?
I have to agree with all of you on it. It's definitely an impassioned write.
There were some lines that my audio was cutting out on there. I don't know what it is. When a couple of you speak, my audio just cuts out completely. And when she played the SoundCloud, it cut out at certain parts. So I didn't hear all of it, but what I did hear was very impassioned and definitely had a yearning tone to it.
Absolutely. It did. I like that. Yeah, it did have a yearning tone. All right. And I think I'm going to have us go ahead and fit in one more right, and the rest will be carryovers. And so I've put up Waking Promise by Rodrigo 22. And Robbie, would you give that a read for us, please?
All right. Let me just link up here. All right. There we go. Waking Promise. One-eyed opening from dreamy oblivion. Waking wonder at silky sleeping features, adoringly taking in her restful peace, stroking her face with caring sight. A gentle lashed lid raises, awake, a reacquaintance with conscious reality, exchange of prone smiles of appreciation, a moment of wistful, wordless love, a stretch for immediate proximity, a gentle kiss on sleepy lips, still sleepy lips, enrapturing, luxurious softness, a lingering capture of appreciation. Slumber, stiff limbs encircling. Wafts of scented warmth arise. Grappling greed for maximum contact as heated skin and flesh collide. Furtive sharing of expressive moistness. Arms tightening, conveying grateful ardor. This early morning first kiss. An eternal promise of love.
Wonderful read there, Robbie. I have to say, I just really love that end line and how this poem speaks on that first morning kiss, this early morning first kiss, an eternal promise of love. I also really like how when he goes into grappling greed for maximum contact as heated skin and flesh collide. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is just beautifully written. You know, me too. You know, I really went to that part, you know, grappling greed for maximum contact as heated skin and flesh collide, furtive sharing of expressive moistness, arms tightening, conveying grateful ardor, and then, you know, that finish, this early morning first kiss, an eternal promise of love. Just, you know, such a beautiful way to express, you know, waking up again, like we saw, like it kind of in Chuck's poem, you know, earlier on, and some of the other poems, waking up beside the loved one and just sharing that moment together, you know, and then that first kiss, like you said, Pam, and that first awakening beside a loved one. So beautifully well written by Rodrigo. Bravo.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Candy, your thoughts?
I like the fact that it starts out like with waking up and seeing the person that they love and then kind of dips down into remembering the night before a little bit in the wording and then goes into a new touch in the morning with all starting with a kiss. And I love the way that it's worded like that. So it kind of gives you a play-by-play.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. I have to agree. Such wonderful poetry tonight. Just amazing comments from all of you. I really enjoyed tonight. I want to say thank you to Jean. Thank you, Naomi and Blue Leader One and Robbie and Candy for calling in. We appreciate you all. It was great to see Bill and Barb and DW and Andy the Rhymer. And I'm pretty sure some other ones, Jenny the Deep hanging out and Rosie hanging out on the board and LNP. Oh, my goodness, we had a nice full board, a great lineup of poetry. Next week we will do carryovers. Naomi and I will be doing carryovers and open sensual poetry. And I want to say also thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we were on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Take care.